ॐ शांति ॐ शांति
ॐ शांति।
आज आप सबका याद प्यार लेके जैसे मैं वतन में पहुंची,
carrying everyone's loving remembrances as I reached the subtle region.
आज बहुत सुंदर रीति से सजावट दिखाई दे रही है।
I saw that it was beautifully decorated today.
चारों तरफ कलरफुल लाइट से बहुत सुंदर डेकोरेशन थी।
There was decoration of colored lights all over.
एक ऐसा देखा,
but in the center of all this,
छत्र छाया की तरह बना हुआ,
there was a structure like a canopy, an umbrella, a large umbrella, large canopy.
बहुत सुंदर सुंदर वो लाइनें हैं, लाइट की लाइनें थी, भिन्न भिन्न कलर की।
There were lines of different colored lights.
तो उस छतरी के नीचे एक बहुत सुंदर स्टेज,
so under that canopy there was a very beautiful stage. Baba was standing on that stage. Baba had spread out his arms. And as I watched, many, many sisters and brothers started coming closer and closer towards Baba under that canopy. Towards Baba. So these rows and lines, rows and rows of colored lights were forming the canopy. As the children were coming inside, the colors were changing and the children's own form became very colorful, very beautiful. They were looking very in their decorated form. Just as if they were the decorated emperors and empresses of the new world, princes and princesses. They all were in that form.
So
Baba was also watching the scene, the children were also witnessing it. Baba then said,
अपने बच्चों की भविष्य स्वरूप को देखकर कितना,
Baba is very pleased. He has great pride in seeing the future form of the children. I know that these are my children who are going to become the future world emperors and world empresses, princes and princesses of the new world. They are the ones who will be dancing in joy.
And
so Baba has great pride at seeing these children.
छत्र छाया थी, वो धीरे-धीरे ऊपर से घूमती थी.
Then I saw that the canopy
जो घूम रही है,
was
उसमें
क्या रोटेटिंग
दिया, सत्युगी दुनिया के अंदर पूर्ण संतुलन से कैसे खुशी में नाची.
And within the canopy, different scenes were visible of the future world, of how the princes and princesses will carry out the activities. Baba said, look at how the future princes and princesses will dance so much in joy. They will be always in that very ecstatic stage. The father wants to see the children go to such a world.
कि बाबा के सामने उसी छतरी के अंदर ही
then what did I see?
खड़े थे
within under that canopy. I then saw the golden age, the confluence aged form of the children in their Brahmin form.
विशेष यादगार है.
So Baba said that at the confluence age, this festival is a memorial of the gopis and gopis, the souls who had lived with God, made God their companion and experienced supersensuous joy. So the gopis and gopis then started performing a very beautiful, a very angelic avyakti dance. Then Baba stretched out his right hand
तो बाबा के हाथ से बहुत सुंदर लाइट निकलते हुए
beam of light that spread from Baba's right hand, straight light that spread out from Baba's hand, and it took the form of a pichkari, which is one of those syringes that they use at the time of Holi to spurt water on everyone. But the light that was spreading out from this had different blessings, that there be unconditional feelings, the Mahadani, a great donor and a donor. So all the children receive this syringe, this pichkari in their hands, this instrument through which they were to share blessings in a sense. And some children, they were not able to press the button of the syringe, this instrument, because of body consciousness. So Baba said, look closely at the button. On the button of these instruments through which they were to spurt out blessing, on that button was written, Baba is my companion. So as the child stabilized themselves in that consciousness, they were able to press it slightly. They didn't get pressed completely. And then the second aspect of that was, the first part is Baba is my companion, and secondly, I am an instrument, have the consciousness of being an instrument. So Baba then said, the children have to be aware that yes, Baba is your companion, but always remember that Baba has made you instruments. So when you carry out any task as with that consciousness of being instruments, you will be able to emerge those feelings of mercy, of unconditional humility. And through that consciousness, you'll be able to bring many souls closer to Baba. So once again, Baba gave the children that syringe on which was written, Baba is the companion and I have to maintain my consciousness of being an instrument. So then when the children pressed the button on that syringe, rays of light spread out from each of these syringes. Just as you have a water syringe, when you squirt out water through it, but through this rays of light was spreading out, and it spread out all over, the entire environment changed. And then what else happened through those rays of light? There were many, many people standing, and it was as though they were trying to catch hold of these rays of light, these beams of light. So just as children play with light, they try to catch rays of light, so these people were also trying to catch hold of this ray, these beams of light. The rays of light took the form of a diamond, which spread light all around these people. So whatever wish, whatever desires they had, it was as though they were experiencing fulfillment of the same. And secondly, the rays of light that were spreading out, the Brahmins, the gopis and gopis, what they were spreading, the light that they were spreading, it was changing the atmosphere, the environment, and everything was becoming green and beautiful. The entire landscape was changing. Baba said, Baba, what duty has Baba given the children? Keep Baba as a companion with the consciousness of being an instrument, the consciousness of being unconditional instruments. When you are in your state of yoga, when you spread these rays of light in yoga to the world, you'll be able to give good experiences to those who are in fear right now. There's so much fear in the environment at the present time. So in order to change that atmosphere, that environment, Baba has already told you, Baba has already given you this task that you have to spread the colors of good wishes, the pure feelings all around, so that people feel these vibrations of relaxation.
बाबा के सामने बच्चे खड़े थे
children were standing in front of Baba.
Baba ke haath mein ek bahut
sundar sa, then what did Baba do?
Round shape mein kuch dikhai
diya. There was a round round item, a round shaped item in Baba's hand. And then Baba applied tilak on each one's forehead.
Ek shabd likha hua
aaya. So there was one word written on each one's forehead. You are the embodiment of success. May you be successful. So Baba applied the tilak of success on each one's forehead.
With
the embodiment of success, may you always be successful. You are victorious jewels. You will always be victorious. The children always should have this awareness, and on this special day Baba is applying this very special tilak on each one's forehead. Those rays of light emerging from each one's tilak like a shining diamond. That light was rotating all around the forehead, and the different words written all around. You are the embodiment of a success. May you be victorious. The children were very, very happy. They were dancing in joy. Baba said the children always should have this intoxication. That Baba has already given us this blessing. Whatever task we undertake, we will be the embodiment of success. And when we are victorious, we will always dance in happiness. And we'll be able to share that with others. Others will be able to see us in that stage as well. Baba was then again looking at everyone. And through Baba's drishti, they were experiencing his rays of light in themselves, and they were dancing in joy. So Baba today is watching, looking at the confluence aged form of the children and their future form. Baba has great pride in the children, and so the children also have to always dance in this joy. Om Shanti.